All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's an FEF Friday, and if you haven't figured it out yet, it's not FEF, but you can feff you if you think it is.
But you got me pumped on that intro, though.
Barry? What?
I'm pumped for the show.
Are you?
It seemed a little louder.
Yeah, it hurt. So did when you
I went, liked it, though.
When you went hot, it hurt. I don't know if my volume was up too high.
Oh, so I hurt your ears by screaming
yes.
into the mic. Oh, that's
hot.
Fine.
Yeah.
I'm okay with Joel screaming.
Okay.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing?
Try this again.
Everybody's present and accounted for. Loiterers are still hanging out in the production room. Hey, it's an FEF Friday where
FEF?
Anything goes.
Good times indeed. Hey, right off the bat, I want to cover something. Do you see this?
See
what? What is that?
That's Nick's change.
No. What is that? That's two pennies.
Yeah.
Not my pennies.
No, they're not your pennies. They're my pennies. And I left 8 cents on the desk 2 days ago, and it's now down to two pennies. So there's a person in this studio
that stole a nickel
that is slowly stealing 8 cents. They stole the nickel first. They took a penny now since yesterday, and we're now down to two pennies.
I might be the guy that would do something like that.
The fact that Nick said, so they stole the nickel.
He knew it was a nickel.
I was like, it could be the 6 cents.
Yeah, it could have been all pennies. How'd you know it was a nickel, Nick?
I don't know. Huh? I mean, look, if I need to get something out of a vending machine and I was 5 minutes short, and that nickel
five
was just
minutes?
5 minutes
or
five short?
Second, 5 cents short.
You got on-air overload right now, Chief.
But 5 cents short, I would totally eject that nickel.
I would too.
Yeah.
As would I.
Well, give me my nickel back then, Joel.
No, but what are you complaining about? You
I
left
don't
there
use
2 days
damn
ago.
Vending machine. I don't need it.
What was it yesterday? Was the nickel there yesterday? You
no.
said 2 days ago.
I know. 2 days ago, I set 8 cents on this desk where we put our drinks and our stuff. I came in yesterday and there was 3 cents, and I was going to bring it up, but we were so busy that I didn't. Then I come in today and it's down to 2 cents. So every day, somebody is slowly taking money.
What are you, Pavlar, and you're just doing some kind of test on the talent in here or something like that?
I mean, I know radio overall across the board doesn't make a lot of money, but really? You got to steal 8 cents one day at a time? Just take it all. Just scoop it all in your hand, Patrick
Maybe they
Creighton.
Didn't need the pennies.
I feel like it's
Patrick Creighton. Creighton. How are you going to throw him under the bus like that?
Because he got our names wrong, apparently, yesterday.
He did?
Yeah, when he was tossing to our show after at the end of his, he was like, coming up next is Barry Blank. No. Joel, whatever. Yeah, Joel Laminack, Barry Blank, whatever. That's how he...
Oh, that was completely intentional.
Yeah, no.
Well, the good news
that's
is,
how he
is
brought
no
us.
One could hear him because their ears were ringing for him screaming for 2 hours.
Oh, I thought you meant no one was listening. I was going to say, that's not nice.
That's what I thought he was... That's the direction I thought he was going.
Yeah.
I did not go there.
Oh, that
but
was
I appreciate
nice
you guys taking it home for me. That was very nice of you.
Our comedian of the day for FEF Friday is, I decided, you know what, I'm going to do it since I mentioned it yesterday. So it's Touche Jackson. No longer with us, Joel.
Touche.
Yeah, no longer with us. But yeah, he's my foster brother, and he was a comedian, which it's so weird because we had been apart for so long. I had no idea that he was even doing comedy until we linked back up. Many, many years after high school.
Wow.
So, yeah, and then then I knew, and it was off and on, and he was doing all kinds of stuff. He was a truck driver at one point. But, yeah, so we're going to feature some clips from him. They're old now, I warn you. This isn't the best audio in the world, but because these clips are like 9 years old. But it was the best I could find that's on the internet that got posted. So, but I did want to feature
them. They're funny.
Yeah.
They're funny clips, though.
Yeah, and he cusses a lot, so it was really hard to find clips where he wasn't cursing a lot because I didn't want Nick to have to work overtime on this. But I just felt like now would be a good time to go ahead and feature him. Bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I hit my cough button.
Well, I'm sure they still heard it through this microphone. And it's all right if I blessed you anyways.
Sure. So Touche Jackson.
Touche Jackson, yes, sir.
There you go.
His real name is Dante.
I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I know him as Dante. I talk about, like, when I talk to people that know him, I call him Dante because that was his name in high school. I mean, that's what, coming up, he was Dante to me. His middle name was Touche, and he didn't like it because people made fun of him for having the middle name Touche. So it was surprising to me when I find out that he does comedy, and his stage name, he's actually using his middle name. So I was a little shocked about that. But, yeah, Dante Touche Jackson is his full name.
There you go.
So, yeah, he'll be our comedian of the week.
All good stuff there. So you'll have clips coming up at 1:15, 2:15, 3:15.
That's the plan.
That's the process and plan, the way we've put it there for you people. Other than that, a full, fun-filled show is, of course, ahead of us. If you guys want to join the show, HRNP Listener Line, 713-780-3776, where you can text, you can call, and, of course, you can reach us via the Twitter, which is at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry is Funny, at the producer Nick, which I think he's thinking about changing again to at the 24/7 available announcer Nick, because he is there in a pinch, always.
It's Dell. Dell, usually when he's filling in for somebody, he's nice enough to pick me.
I like his loyalty to
you. How come he doesn't pick Raheem?
I don't know.
Would you?
Well, yeah. I mean, If I was, they're boys, right? I mean, they did a show together.
To turn your mic off now, sir.
What? No, I'm curious though. Not because I don't want you to do it. Obviously, I think you're fantastic. I'm just wondering why. That's kind of a weird. Are they fighting? Is there beef?
No, the last time he was filling in doing Sean Salisbury's old show.
Right.
This time I have no reasoning, but I don't know what it is.
Oh, Raheel was doing Salisbury's
show. Raheel couldn't do it because it was falling in the same time slot as Khalil.
Okay. I gotcha. I didn't know if there was that like
was the last
beef.
Time. This time he was just in studio messing with us.
Okay. Yeah, I heard on the way
I
in.
Did
it
too.
Was good. It was a good show.
Yeah, you guys were really having a good conversation, good flow, and then Raheel came in and he was loitering again because I don't know, it's like with our show, you mention his name and all of a sudden the door opens up and then he loiters. But you guys didn't even invite him, right? He just popped in.
No, he did. We definitely didn't invite him. But
nice.
Dell was giving him a hard time about taking his sweet time. You know how you're coming in relieving two hosts, and Raheel was taking forever, and then the show intro started, and he was still sitting down until Dell was giving him a hard time, and that's how it started.
Gotcha. Nice.
Okay. So, anything else we got to get on the agenda or off the agenda, fellas? Before
there's
we
a lot
get rolling
to get
on
off
the show,
because
there's a lot going on, right?
I feel like
You talking about personal wise.
Yeah, that's how we always do it.
It was a boring night for me.
That's no doubt. With the Astros not playing, it was kind of like, meh.
That's why I'm saying you guys are like, there's a lot on the agenda, and I was looking at the rundown, and if we have to have stories about Wayne Ellington, it's a slow day in sports. I was like, there's nothing going on. This is that slow time of year.
Well, there's some negative stuff. There's some controversial stuff that's going on.
Yeah, but nothing that's like, I mean, I don't know.
Next week's going to be a bitch.
Next week should be fun. I think we could, explore some different things. I've got all these quizzes still saved.
Sure
we can do that.
Joel. We'll live up to your promo that's running right now.
Which promo is it?
Where you say,
this is when we shine?
I think it's honestly that we are the best and better than any radio show.
I heard Fred got mad at that.
When we don't talk sports.
Yeah. Fred was like, I don't know about that. We do pretty good. And I was like, well, we kind of, actually, this whole station does, I feel like. This whole station should shine.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
But it's always that extra competitive nature that goes on within our own shows. That always makes it fun.
That's right.
So next week's going to be a pain in the ass because baseball's on the All-Star break.
I mean, we'll probably go pitch by pitch for the Home Run Derby, break down every inning of the All-Star game, the Futures game.
Have Glenn Davis on to break down the World Cup final.
Is that next week?
The World Cup final Sunday, bro.
Oh, I knew that.
No, you did not.
No, you did not.
You absolutely did not know
even
that.
Close.
That wasn't convincing at all.
At all.
No. Anytime you say that they play in blouses, you're not exactly
that
a
was so funny.
Fan.
What?
When you called his jersey a intern Travis.
Oh yeah.
When you called his jersey
did
a blouse.
Did you see all the chicks are fiending over him?
Yeah, Tracy Crowley.
Well, I saw Tracy.
Some
who
other.
Else?
I don't know. Somebody Cowley, else. Sorry. I don't know if it was a chick, but somebody tweeted was like, "Who's this hunk?" I was like, "What?"
Are yeah,
they had to be talking about me.
No, they were not. Well, they were definitely not talking about you.
Maybe not.
How about Uncle Charlie just got added to the All-Star team? Charlie Morton.
Did he?
Yeah. Mark Berman breaking that news 4 minutes ago.
That seems a little suspect, but all right.
We like suspects.
Was there any other additions that I miss?
Nothing that I've seen so far, and I don't know who he's replacing, but the sixth Astro now representing, which is good. I do like the fact that people jumped on the bandwagon, because we started it, that what the hell was JJ doing out there with their...
Who said what?
A lot of people were like, yeah, what is JJ doing presenting all-star jerseys to baseball players? And then he actually had a great tweet, if you saw it or not, in Instagram, where he said, you know how you got four brothers or five brothers that are really talented and you're the last brother, but they want you in the... Your mom and dad want you in the picture anyway? He goes, that's kind of how I felt. So at least he kind of... He got the vibe, which was cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see where the replacements and stuff are, because I know there were some, because like Verlander couldn't pitch, right?
Right. And so he gave his spot up immediately.
Right.
And let him know.
So I'm trying to figure out. I'll look it up. I'll look it up at the break. We'll see who all the replacements are. No, no, no. I want to see who all the replacements are.
We can do the normal preview method.
Oh, here you go. Okay, so Buster Posey out. Yadier Molina in. Mm-hmm. Gleyber Torres out. Jed Lowry in, which is great for Jed Lowry. Yes, good is. For him.
Yep.
Miles Mikolas out. Is that how you pronounce it? Miles... Mikolas?
Sure.
Cardinals cat out. Ross Stripling in. John Lester out. Zach Greinke in. Sean Doolittle out. Jeremy Jeffries of the Brewers in.
But we don't know who's out for Charlie Morton.
No, that's not posted yet. Okay. So I have no idea.
I would think between now and 4 o'clock we might be able to get an answer for you. But if not, hey, that's the way the world turns, and so are the days of our lives, Barry.
That's right. That's
so
right.
We'll continue to roll on. You know how to reach us. JC, we see you. We're gonna get to you. Who wants to talk about Barry's stolen money?
Yeah.
After the break. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects just getting started on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. Having sex with a deaf woman is weird. Having sex with a deaf woman is weird! Because every time we need it, she sounds like a wounded seal. All you heard was, And first of all, my air conditioner was going out. Somehow we couldn't bring it, but this shit didn't stop, dog. I'm panicking, like, I'm not gonna have animals in my apartment. Per my lease agreement.
That's some good stuff.
Yeah.
Touche Jackson.
Yep.
Comedian of the week on an FBI Friday, F for funny.
I don't have many regrets in life. Not being able to perform on a show with him is one of them.
It's pretty cool.
I told you the story about how it all went down, right? Like how we linked back up again. Cause
you have, yeah, but tell them. There's some
Dante was the kind of guy that he was kind of a weird cat, and that he would come into your life and then he would leave and then he would come back. And he was just like that. He was a weird dude in a way, like emotionally, right? So we would lose contact with each other for a few years, and then we would find each other again. And then you'd lose him again and find him again. And it was so weird. I hadn't talked to him in years. And I had posted something in the Houston Comics Facebook page. And he was in there, and he goes, dude, the hell are you doing in here? You do comedy? And I was like, yeah. He goes, oh, man, we need to do a show, like a Brother from Another Mother show. Because I don't know, a lot of people may not know he's black, and I'm white.
So,
no, don't spread that rumor. Okay. So it was like, yeah, he called my mom. And it was so, we had these big grandiose plans, and we ended up, I ran into him like 2 weeks later at an open mic on a Tuesday. And I was like, dude, what are you doing here? And it was this great reunion. Like, I hadn't seen him in, you know, 7-8 years at least. And we hung out all night. We talked about getting together and writing every day and doing some shows and hitting the road together. And I got to give him, like, right before we left, I was like, bro, it's so good to catch up with you again. We hugged, told him I loved him. He left. He died 2 days later.
Oh.
And we never got, but I got to see him do comedy at the open mic, and he got to see me do comedy at the open mic. We got to get that, I got to get that last hug in, and then, like I said, 2 days later, he passed away. So that's a huge regret that I never got to do and share a lot of this that I'm doing now with him. But I feel like I do have kind of a comedy guardian angel that's kind of, anytime something good happens, I kind of like, hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Appreciate you helping the career out. Him and Ed Blake, both. Because Ed Blake was a mentor of mine, too, that passed. So I kind of feel like they're up there. And they were friends. So I kind of feel like they're up there helping me out.
Very. Another comic that just went too soon. It always makes you wonder, woulda, shoulda, not woulda, shoulda, coulda, but like.
He was
what,
young.
What he would have been, man, in the event if he.
Mind if I ask, what he passed, though?
Heart condition. And he was 39 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was one of the healthiest, fittest people that I ever knew in my life. If you go and look at the video, you can see how big his arms are.
Like, yeah, he looks swole. Like a bulk up dude.
Yeah, if you look bulk at one of the, I think the, I don't know if you have all the videos that I have from the improv, but the one where he did at the joke joint, he's got on just a regular t-shirt.
Yeah, that's the one I'm looking at right
and
now.
And you can just see that he's just cut. Like, he had no body fat. He always took care of himself. He ate really well. It was important to him that he ate well and took care of his body. And yeah, just, I mean, sometimes you just don't. But there, and I think there was a history of heart disease in his family or something like that. So, you know, I don't think some of his family weren't too surprised that it happened, because it had happened in the past to others. So,
and the stuff that sucks is the fact that you get the people that take care of themselves and they still end up with that, because some of the challenges that they're presented with in life, you can't do anything about it. It's genetic. I was telling you the story last week where I was watching the Joe Buck interview with Shannon Sharp, and he said that between his uncles and almost every male figure in his family, they died between 39 and 54.
Yeah.
So that's why he takes like hyper care of himself even now, because they're worried about that. And that's got to be a fear you live with every day.
Yeah, that would be very scary, especially with the history of it. Like for me, like my grandmother had Alzheimer's, and that's something that scares me.
Oh, it's awful.
And I'm like, man, I don't want to have dementia and Alzheimer's. So
and the only
and thing- I and I'm my memory's already bad. Like you guys know how much I forget stuff. So it worries me.
I'll say this, because I do. I push myself. Like mentally, I give myself tests to make sure my memory, because I'm with you. Some days you're just like, why can't I remember that? But the only thing that I've seen that's worse, obviously cancer is worse.
Yeah.
But ALS. Someone very, very, very close to me went of ALS. And to know that, you know, they were in the backyard playing with my dog, like, and within like 2.5 months, they could not move a muscle in their body. Damn. And yet their mind, we were watching baseball games and his mind was so sharp. He was rattling off batting averages and everything. Yeah. It's an awful, there are so many awful diseases out there. And you know what? I guess while we're on this though, I do want to give all my best and thoughts and prayers to a guy I used to work with named Chris Garthy, who worked for the Rockets. Nothing but positive messages coming through on all my social media today. But a huge loss of a guy that battled cancer and lost. But I want to give my shout outs and all the love to his family, because that's a tough one too. So.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, be happy for every day, people.
Yes, it does.
It's funny though how that works though, because I remember I was producing a show for Travis Rogers and he booked a guy by the name of Ralph Branca.
Okay.
And he's like a super old baseball player. And he was asking him about statistics from all those years ago. And he was just throwing them out like nothing. Like nothing. Like this 70, 80-year-old man, or however old he was at the time, probably had better memory than all three of us. So it's so funny how that works. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You know who else is like that, Barry? You know, because we witnessed it firsthand. Pete Rose.
Yeah.
When we were at the Pete Rose Golf Classic, he was doing an interview with Salisbury at the time in Granado, and then kind of hung around to talk to us. It wasn't like he just remembered World Series moments or big moments. He remembered, because Sean was firing at him like certain games that were kind of random, but were out there, and he's like,
yeah.
I took the first two pitches. I fouled off the third one, and then on the fourth pitch, he threw me a slider. I thought he was going to, and we were just like, oh my God, his memory's like a steel trap.
How much that you think is just him watching it over and over, like, I'm the man.
I bet you that has something to do with it. But also at the same
time,
I feel like
naked with his white alligator loafers on.
That's right. That is right.
He does like those shoes.
Yes, he does.
All right, before we get any further, JC, we appreciate you hanging in there. You want to talk about the stolen sixth sense? What's up?
Yeah, how are y'all today?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. So I have a little theory about what's going on.
Okay.
So you left 8 cents out. Someone took a nickel. Then someone took a penny. What if it's the cleaning lady coming by cleaning? She did a great job, took the nickel. then she did a terrible job last night and took the penny.
Do they even clean in here, Nick? JC, that's a great theory, yeah, but I don't even know if we have a cleaning lady here, do we?
They do.
We can find out someone could poop in the kitchen.
That's true. That's a pretty good theory, actually, JC. It's kind of like the maid at a hotel, right? Leave, if you accidentally leave some money out, they assume it's their tip and take it. Have you ever had that happen?
No.
I have.
Yes.
Yeah, you too, JC. See, I have. I've left money on the nightstand, and it was mine, and they just came by and took it like it was their tip. Because I went down, I was like, hey, I think someone stole my money. And then when I explained to them, they were like, oh, we're sorry. They probably thought you were tipping them. I was like, oh. Well, now I feel like an a-hole, and I want to ask for it back. Hey, JC, anything else, man? That's a good theory.
Y'all have a good one.
All right, appreciate,
have
a good weekend. Appreciate the call, bud.
That's funny. Sam Decker was out there tweeting the other day that he had teammates at Wisconsin that said when they were on road trips that they were preaching you should leave your room cleaner than when you checked in. Hell no. Are you kidding me? Like, you're going to make the bed and tidy up that much?
Hell no.
Not even close to happening. No, that's why. But that's why Sam's the centerpiece of most trades.
Somebody said World Cup Finals is Saturday, fellas.
I beg to differ. I thought it was Sunday.
And then they followed up with the real one anyway.
Okay. I thought it was. We can double check that, but I thought it was Sunday morning.
Another name, Snell. Blake Snell is in.
Yeah, so
Aroldis Chapman and Corey Kluber out, Charlie Morton and Blake Snell in.
Yeah, there you go.
Apparently.
That's a little house cleaning there.
You Mike said that Touche was inappropriate and hilarious. And it doesn't surprise me at all that OU Mike would really enjoy that bit. Now, I will say El Jefe heard it and said everyone that laughed at that, including me, is going to hell. It's just that's how comedy works, though. It's a funny bit.
It didn't sound like a wound. That's a good comparison.
Yeah. I think it's funny.
I thought it was hilarious.
Funny, period. There's nothing wrong with laughing. He's a comedian. Come on.
That's right.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. Just getting started. Hour number one, 3-hour big show. Join in and have some fun with us, won't you?
I'm sorry I'm laughing so hard. We got to get this before we go to break. Somebody said JC sounded like Trey.
Wow. And then there's that. I did think it was someone calling in, making up a fake voice.
I thought it was a troll. Yeah, I thought it was a troll at first.
That's hilarious. Good stuff.
I don't appreciate that very much.
I have a theory.
All, but I'm going to go back to listening to Oasis and blow my nose. All right, we'll be back with more. It's Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Jump up and get down. Jump, 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 jump.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Everybody back. Ready for the second half hour of the big show. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel. Barry in the break had to run out and check the monitor because the semifinal at Wimbledon has been so enthrallingly interesting to him.
You want me to put the Wimbledon on the TV screen?
No, you can just leave it on this Blizzard commercial. Looks amazing. Jeez. I'm so going to catch you, though. I'm down another half pound. You're in trouble.
Is this a race?
Yeah, because I told you I was going to catch your big ass.
You're not going to catch me. You.
Yeah.
I'm going to get down to 170.
Okay.
Welterweight.
Welterweight, huh? Okay. We'll see. I'm on my way.
Dude, he has this determined look on his face. I'm actually intimidated right now.
I'm going running. I'm running. I've been working out.
You probably have been starving yourself for the past 48 hours.
I've been eating less than 1,200 calories a day.
Oh, my God. What? You're not eating.
Yeah.
You even look skinnier.
I'm eating like 7 meals a day. But I'm eating
it's a new diet. You're breaking out a new diet.
Yeah. Forget keto. That was horrible.
Keto is not an option.
That was garbage. I stopped losing weight after a month. I just stopped losing. So I was like, nah, I'm going to go back to this other stuff that I did. So I eat like 240 calories. And then 2 hours later, 75 calories. And then 2 hours later, 250 calories. So you just alternate that and you do it like 6-7 times a day. And the total calories end up being like 1,200. But you're eating so often that you're never really hungry. And you're always in a calorie.
That's always been the theory. The more meal, the more small meals yeah, that you eat, you
get your metabolism. Well, the way this diet explains it when you first start the diet is they say sumo wrestlers eat one time a day. And the reason they do that is because their body will store all the food as fat for energy later because they know that the body gets used to only getting one meal a day. So it bulks them up. So you're actually doing yourself a disservice by eating less because your body saves more of the food. And if you're eating every 2 hours, your metabolism speeds up, it processes the food faster, and it helps you lose weight. You're eating more often, but I'm not eating more calories. So I'm never hungry, but my body's speeding it up. So yeah, I'm gonna catch you, Big Nick.
I don't know how much I weigh right now. I need to step on that scale.
Well, I'm 189 even now.
Are you?
Uh-huh.
I'm afraid to step on the scale right now. Like, ask me to bring out the scale, and it'll probably break 190.
You think you would?
It might.
So I've caught you already?
We'll see.
Oh.
Is that thing still up front?
I don't know.
But now, no, I got to be honest. I weigh in the morning, post-morning poop, and naked.
Right. So I'm going to go and weigh myself.
You're going to go poop and weigh
and
naked?
And then take 10 pounds off 10 of the number.
10 pounds? It's like three.
It's like 10 pounds.
How much
shoot.
Do you gain? No, BS. There's not. No way.
Okay, it's five. It's closer to five, right?
No one weighs 10 pounds of clothing, guaranteed.
There's
shoes,
no way your
belt, wallet, keys,
this
may cell
be,
phone.
Maybe 4 pounds. Cap. And then most of it
you
is your
steel
toe. Do you know how much a t
shirt
weighs?
You know how much this unicorn weighs?
Do you have, no one can see that, but they should. Do you have steel toed work
that's
boots
the
on today?
Thing you're
What's up?
Do you have steel toed work boots on today?
I'm saying,
I don't, but
do you
I have
know
a
how
pair
much
of steel
a t shirt weighs?
Like, your shoes
a
don't
shirt
weigh that
weighs
much.
8 ounces.
Look, I weighed myself with my keys, wallet, and cell phone.
For the suspect challenge?
Yeah, I think it was it might have been for the suspect. Okay. And then I did what you did, and I weighed myself naked, and I lost. It wasn't 10. That was an exaggeration. But it was
three.
Like 4.5 pounds.
I was going to say, maybe 3 to 4 pounds total from everything you have on, plus if you haven't pooped or peed. Because you'd be surprised. You could drink, like, if I drink, like, a 32-ounce soda, and get on the scale, and then pee, you'd lose like a half a pound.
Yeah, your water weight.
I drink like a half of a 2-liter thing of soda less. There's no way you weigh.
That's why if you ever do a weight loss challenge at work, you should just go chug as much water as you can and then get on the scale. And I may have done that when we did ours.
Oh, God.
Maybe. Not that I'm competitive or anything.
Well, you've been reminding me every day about this little weight loss challenge that
I didn't know
what's
going on.
Yeah, for the past 3 days.
Well, you talked mess to me. That's the only reason
I said
it.
What did I say? I don't even remember.
Because you were calling me fat, and I said, how much do you weigh? And you said, 183. I said, okay, I'm going to catch you. And you're like, no, you're not, fatty. And I said, yes,
oh,
I
yeah,
am.
I did say that.
Yeah, you did. So don't act like I started this.
I can motivate anybody.
Yes, thank you
Except
so much.
Yourself, exactly. Let's just be clear about that. You can motivate anybody but yourself.
Dude, I literally put my shoes on, my shorts, my t-shirt, and ran out. I walked outside. I'm like, I'm not doing this in this 100-degree weather. I walked right back inside.
I got to be honest. Same thing with me. Because,
I got my gym
that I built in the garage. Monday, I lifted. Tuesday through today, I was, and we had so much going on at the house that every time I had a chance to run, I'd step out. It was like 102, 103. And I'm like, I'll just run when the Astros game comes on. And then Lisa was like, I need you to do this. Taylor's doing it. And I'm like, yeah, this is going to be one of those weeks. I'll hoop tomorrow and get back.
Props to both of you, because I can't do running.
I ran Tuesday. So I lifted weights Monday. I couldn't lift Wednesday because I went and hung out with Touche's son. And then yesterday I was going to lift, but I couldn't because my arms hurt so bad.
Oh,
and it was triceps, but I couldn't even, like, because I was going
to
do biceps,
takes
like longer
curls, to recover.
And it's still, yeah.
But didn't you do cardio the day after you did. This should help.
I would have thought so,
it
too.
It helps, but it's not going to.
The other thing is.
But I did chest, triceps, and
take your
and
Derek Lewis trainer's advice, though.
Oh, the BCCAs and all that stuff.
Yeah, all that stuff really helps on
but
the
But you know why I haven't
route.
Been doing that? Because calories. Because
right
now
like
the diet, they can
and
be.
The and
dude,
the
even my vitamins. So remember now, I eat a 230 to 240 calorie meal. My second meal is a snack, and it's 70 calories. That's how much is in my vitamins. Between the gummies, all the different gummies, because I take two calcium, I take a couple of gummy vitamins, and then there's vitamin D or whatever.
Is everything you take gummy?
Yeah.
And
there's sugar, because there's a lot of sugar in it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. If you take the pill, but you can't. You don't know how to consume pills?
No, I do. I just don't like them. And I have a whole thing of these gummy
vitamins. Because there are people like that. Like my brother's
right. They can't swallow a pill.
Chewables?
Right.
No. You're done with those?
No.
Okay.
For some reason, I thought it's because you didn't know how to swallow pills.
That's the other reason I think I wasn't, my first like week of trying to do the keto diet, I was still eating all those vitamins. I was like, what is going on? And then I realized, you dumbass, there's sugar in this.
Yeah.
You're pretty much getting all your carbs with your vitamins.
Not the gel caps, though.
No, like they're gummy.
He's talking about gummy bears.
Yeah, Lisa, a lot of the stuff, all the gummy style vitamins. She does the gummy style.
Yeah,
stuff.
It's a lot what's out there now. I mean, they still have the pills, but why the hell would you buy some nasty ass horse pill?
A lot of people have that issue. A lot of people can't swallow pills. I'd rather swallow
the pill, but I mean, why the gummy to me, eating medicine just seems weird to me.
But it doesn't, it tastes like you're eating like candy.
Not that that's medicine, that's vitamins technically, but.
But you're eating candy. I mean, it's literally like you're eating candy. Mm. It's not bad at all.
Like a juji fruit.
A what?
A juji fruit.
A juji fruit.
I actually know that juji reference
at the movie theater when you were a kid. Because of Sean Salisbury. Those little gummy candies.
Is that a real name of a candy?
Yep. Yeah.
Juji fruit?
I didn't know what it was until
just
Sean
got
told me.
Racist yep. right there.
Absolutely true.
No, it's a real candy.
I was actually going to make a comment about that. But no, a juji fruit is an actual candy. Before there were dots and things like that.
Still, feels like you're... Never mind.
Wow.
Forget it.
Going to be one of those days
there
on
they
Friday.
Are. Yeah, there they are.
Yep.
Oh, I thought those were called... I'm not even making this up. I thought they were called juju fruits.
Easy, Barry Warner.
I did.
They're juju fruits.
Yeah, juju fruits. Okay. I've been saying that wrong all these years.
Yeah, don't catch me lying.
Vanilla folder. So, whatever.
Such a moot point.
Head over to
Jabutnanny
and grab a burrito.
By the way,
whoever
texted and said that the World Cup finals were Saturday was obviously a Brit, because they were like, well, I mean, England's playing, so that's the real World Cup. So get out of here.
I was right. You were wrong.
You damn Yankees.
Idiots.
So the World Cup is officially on Sunday. We said Saturday. Barry said Saturday and messed that up for us.
Yes. That's correct. Hey, shout out to Francisco Abarca as well. He said he used to listen to NPR. Now he listens to us and he enjoys our show. Best show on the station.
Yeah,
and we love
that.
You, Francisco. Yep, thank
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Another one of the loyal usual suspects. Yes. We appreciate all of you guys. So we've got a lot on the jet. Breaking news out of the football universe. DeMarco Murray has called it a career at just 30 years old. It does sound young, but at the same time, Barry brings up a good point. You know, he had a catastrophic injury at OU, and running back lifespans in the NFL are not long. At 30, he's done. A lot of people were thinking he might hook up with a contending team or maybe go back to the Cowboys as a backup, but that's not going to happen. So he has called it a career and is stepping away.
Yeah.
If there's anything else people want to talk about from the NFL world, bring it to us.
It was kind of interesting because my first thought was, you know who could use a running back? Probably Philly. Never know what's going to happen with that situation. But
don't you mean Buffalo?
I mean Buffalo, not Philly. Yeah.
Yeah.
My bad. Buffalo.
Although Shady McCoy did play in.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
But I was like, I missed out on some Eagles news. I'm like, what are you talking
Buffalo.
About?
Buffalo. Yeah. Buffalo could have used maybe an extra body.
Yeah, maybe.
For a couple weeks at least.
But until they see how that whole thing plays out.
I mean, if he really sent somebody like the former girlfriend is claiming, I don't see him bouncing back from that. I don't see him bouncing back if there's any tie to him. Because
what's
you look
the suspension? What do you think?
It's a suspension or is it a Ray Rice situation?
I was going to say, it's going to be a real witch hunt on both sides for all the information to try and tag it on him. And we talked about it in passing, how the whole Harden versus Moses Malone's son deal went down. And it was back and forth and innuendo and text message, trying to get him text message. Unless you have concrete evidence and you have to have a lot to pin it on a guy that wasn't there. I don't know, but with the NFL, it's the wild card because the NFL, consistency doesn't matter, past precedence doesn't matter, and if the commissioner's having a bad day, if Goodell just decides, you know what, I don't like that guy, I'm just going to go with 10 games.
And what goes on in the court system obviously doesn't matter either, and that's the baffling part of that to me, is that they're now judge and jury in the NFL. So even if this whole LeSean McCoy thing never goes to a trial, they never press charges, there's not enough evidence. Roger Goodell in the NFL has already proven that doesn't matter to them. They're going to look into it, and they're going to make a ruling regardless of what a criminal court system has decided to be legally
binding.
Binding. Yeah. But I don't, because I was going to say just, but that's not necessarily true. But legally binding. That's a slippery slope you get into doing that stuff. And now, let's say that there's not enough proof. Let's say that it's all hearsay. And they do an investigation and they've got more hearsay to the NFL. They can affect his livelihood based on hearsay.
And let's not forget, if they don't like the ruling that comes down from the courts, they can hire an independent prosecute.
I was just saying. Yeah, that's what they do.
And they'll just keep doing it until they feel it goes in their direction.
TMZ might be the independent of it. Like, could you imagine if TMZ actually got a hold of one of those camera feeds in the house?
Man.
Wouldn't surprise me, though.
The police might get it first, but you don't think the TMZ can get a hold of it and publish it?
Yeah.
That security feed of Ray Rice, that was not even their feed, and they got their hands on it.
You don't even know. The friends and the people involved, they're money hungry. So guess what? If they can say, hey, you pay me the right price, I can get you that security footage. There's no doubt. People are looking for a payday. That's how TMZ gets most of their stuff.
Yeah.
That's true. Got a massive budget.
Somebody said, oh, sure, take a nickel, take a penny. They left the rest of it because no one wants Barry's 2 cents. That's pretty funny.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
That is pretty funny. I like it. The guys are, your listeners are on point today.
That's what an FEF Friday's for, Barry. Funny.
Right. Somebody said, been in Malaysia the past 3 weeks, tried to listen via the app, but Wi-Fi was bad. Man, I missed this show.
We appreciate you.
We love you so much. Thank you for listening.
All right, so Brandon, we'll get you after the break. We see you hanging in there wanting to talk a little bit about the Bills running back situation. I also dug up the other day an article rating everybody's backfield and skill position
players. So we're talking about football or like chicks' butts?
Yeah, we're talking about football.
Okay.
Well, if you got some kind of article you've dug up on chicks' butts, we're not going to shy away from
rating,
that.
We're rating backfields.
I'm going to stay away from talking about chicks' butts for a while.
All right.
Just saying.
Okay.
Also, you know one thing we have not mentioned at all is this the signing for the Rockets.
Did they sign somebody?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We haven't talked about it at all. In fact, you deleted it again.
No, I
put
just
it on
didn't
the rundown
it,
and
I
you
didn't
deleted
touch it today.
It. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so kiss my ass and blame the right person. How about that?
Wow.
See, that's when I do that to you.
Got a little hostile there. This isn't the first time he's gotten hostile on the air for no reason.
What, he got hostile earlier
no
in the
reason.
Show?
No reason?
Yeah.
When did he get hostile?
Yeah. All the time. He's angry. Man.
Such a hostile individual, Joel.
How's your roof? Huh? You okay?
My roof is good. Okay. I mean, no, actually, it's not. I need help.
I got someone that can help you. I got someone that can help you. I got good people at Fitz Roofing. I don't know if you are dealing with roofing issues like Barry might be, but a lot of you are because of the hurricane. And yet the people out there that are just not right, they come at you. They're storm chasers. They're deposit thieves. They're just sketchy. Don't bother dealing with people that think that they could be reputable. They're not. Call Fitz Roofing. They're locally owned, family operated. They're in the Houston area. They've been here for a while, and they want to help you with all your roofing needs. They get all over the Houston area and beyond into the suburbs and even farther out than that. They handle commercial and residential roofing. They are a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master Company. Only 1% of roofers in the entire United States meet that criteria. That'll show you just what kind of elite status they have. Their base warranties longer than average roofers give you for just any work that they do. That's just a base warranty, and you can even extend it farther than that. Not only going to do an outstanding job on your roof, they care about the community. They give 10% of all their profits back to the community through a nonprofit called Fitz for Families, which helps people get roofing when they can't afford it because of their financial situation. They have an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. They are the roofing company you need to call. It's FITZRoofing.com. FITZRoofing.com or call 832-521-3001. You get a free, no-obligation inspection today, and they can make a difference because Fitz Roofing makes a difference one home at a time.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, almost done with hour number one. It is flying by. It is The Usual Suspects on an Friday. Our comedian of the week, F for funny, being Touche Jackson. Barry gave you a little background on him and their special relationship that they had from growing up on. If you missed any of that, catch the podcast. You can catch shows and segments of shows that you missed just by heading on over to ESPN975.com as well. So we've been talking about a lot of different stuff, just kind of running the gamut as we normally do on Fridays, but every day, to be honest with you.
That's right.
Brandon's been waiting patiently, as we did mention the fact that the Bills may have a running back issue, but Brandon wants to talk Bills football. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Happy FPF Friday.
Thank you, sir.
What up?
So I'm curious because I know how this is going to turn out. They're not gonna find a link to LaShawn in their police investigation, but then Goodell's going to come out and say, oh, well, we found something, so we're going to suspend him and the Patriots win. So that's just how it seems to always work out in the NFL. But when I used to live in Pensacola, New Jersey, right outside of Philadelphia, and actually got a chance to meet LaShawn McCoy right not too long after he was drafted. I think it was like 2009 or 10 maybe. And he was a really nice guy. I mean, he didn't strike me as the type that would do something like this, but it stinks because of the Ray Rice situation. I think that he's going to kind of get thrown under the bus a little bit, and it's just going to be the NFL not wanting to have that stigma, and they still have that stink from the Ray Rice situation in the way that I guess people assume that they mishandled it. So I think it's just a shame because I really don't see a connection here to LaShawn. But then again, I'm not a police officer, am I? So appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, appreciate Brandon. Brandon. Yeah, the only thing is you kind of have to, just because you meet somebody for 5 minutes or hang out with them for a few hours.
A year or two after he got drafted, when they're at their most humble times. Let's be honest.
That's a year or two
after you get drafted, you're the nicest athlete ever.
Think about how many people, even like your neighbors, and then think about those people that live in a neighborhood where they're like, there's a murder that goes down, and you're like, man, we had no idea. Yeah. Like, he was such a good guy, and he was so it's really hard if you don't know. A lot of people have a lot of demons that you don't see, that you don't hear or know about because they're so good at hiding them. And I'm not saying specifically Shady McCoy has those demons. I'm just saying it's tough to judge. I mean, you meet a guy, and you think they're nice, and
but you just don't know. I mean, you're right, but at the same time, on the flip side, you also have to be kind of walking on eggshells a little bit because you got people that are out there saying that they know and they've seen, and just talking to them, they feel like, you know, that he's a bad guy. He's always been a this or that or everything. He should be chastised and he should be punished. You can't say that either because, again, what you see even in public persona could be totally different than how he is and who he is when the lights aren't on, the mics aren't on, or the game isn't on. So it's hard to judge either way. And that's why we said we're going to let the process play out in terms of what's going on here because there's so much still to be hashed out in terms of both sides of the equation, right?
I will agree, though, with him in terms of the link part. The fact that if there is no police link, if there's no link to LaShawn McCoy, he probably will be okay. A fact that we know for sure is that his ex-girlfriend, who was the one that was the victim in this situation, and then an intruder came in, she didn't say that was LaShawn McCoy. She thought it was linked.
Yeah,
to
someone
LaShawn
that
McCoy.
Knew him.
So she knew for sure, or at least she, to her, in her mind, that wasn't LaShawn McCoy who was the intruder. So I think you're right. There might be a factor where if he's not linked, but at the same time, I'm still waiting for that video factor. Some media outlet like TMZ to pop up stuff. If none of them do, then look, I think he's fine.
And Barry and I keep alluding back to the Reuben Foster situation. That's because she could have told police that the intruder specifically asked for jewelry that he gave me. And she could have told police he knew that there was no cameras in the front of the house. That's why he went in and out that way. But at the end of the day, she could be lying about everything to set him up. And that's why I said we don't know.
Demetri said OJ was a nice guy. Yeah,
exactly.
Crystal right. OJ was a finesse. He just talked really well.
Yeah, I mean, people loved OJ in Hollywood. Crystal Collins had a hung out with Greg Hardy in Vegas, and he was dreamy. You just don't know, man. You just...
Yep.
People have demons, and they're really...
Greg Hardy was dreamy, though? Hold on. Crystal Collins.
Greg He's a Hardy. Cowboy, dude.
Yeah. I mean, she How hung out he? With him. He was probably obviously a really great guy to her.
Mm. Nick, he's a cowboy on a steelhouse horse
he's
he rides.
He's dreamy, but just from a... Take that... I guess the cowboy's uniform does it. But if you take that cowboy uniform off, and you just... Him in regular clothes.
That? How did you not get that one? I said, come on, Nick. He's a cowboy on a steel horse he rides.
Yeah, I got that, but I'm just...
I got it.
I liked it.
Well, that's why you said it.
God. We liked it, too. But I'm just saying, like, dreamy is not a word. Dreamy is not a word that I would use to describe Greg Hardy.
She's a chick. Okay, but you know.
Or a chick. For a chick, either.
I didn't understand this. Why is Nestor Carmona cool story, bro? Who's his primary backup? What does that mean? Is that a fantasy question?
I don't know.
I mean, Chris Ivory is his backup, if I'm not mistaken. I'd have to look at the Bills' depth chart, but I'm pretty sure it was Chris Ivory.
Chris Ivory with the Bills?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, right there. Okay. Chris Ivory is his backup. Don't you ever doubt my football knowledge.
Thanks, Sigmund.
I actually doubt my football knowledge quite a bit. All right, a couple of things from the text line. Hey, fellas, love the show. Always get a laugh when y'all get on each other about weight. Anyway, started my quest last year, September-ish, at 240. I'm down 68 pounds. Now my next goal is to get strong. Thanks for the laugh, by the way. That's awesome, dude.
Good for you.
Good for you.
68 pounds?
That's a lot. And then this person said, and I don't even remember doing this yesterday. Oh, yeah, I do. They said, I got the law called on me because I was cutting my own corded locks and laughing out loud because Barry was barking like a dog. The lady thought I was crazy. Why did I bark like a dog? I remember doing it, but I don't remember why.
I remember seeing you cover the mic because it was going to be way too loud.
Yeah, but I don't remember why.
The pit bull thing. Remember, you're like, because I was comparing you, like, how would you fare in a fight with intern Travis?
That's right.
And you're like, I'm a pit bull, and you started barking.
That's right.
You like to bark, though. You've barked at other dogs.
Oh, that's right. I did.
You've done that, too.
I need to be evaluated.
That was
a weird thing to do.
Outside of left field, down.
He looked at me like I was crazy at first. He's like, oh, yeah, that's right. I did bark at a dog.
And
like,
I was walking her dog, and you were barking at it.
That's right.
That is a fact.
Yeah, there's something wrong. You know what's not wrong? Have you guys been watching the World Series of Poker on ESPN?
I saw some of it last night.
Fascinating.
A little bit on Facebook.
I want to talk about it a little bit later, but right now I want to talk about Steelhouse Poker Club because I'm kind of jonesing. The more I watch the World Series of Poker, the more I want to get out to Steelhouse Poker Club, play some poker, try to get as good as those guys playing in Vegas at the final table. And you can too, man. It's super easy to get out to Steelhouse Poker Club and play poker, learn how to play poker. Because look, if you're just thinking that you're just going to play online and that's it, no, you need to get to a table. Play against some people. Learn how to read people. Learn how to play. Steelhouse Poker Club is a great place to do that. They've got 20 tables set up. They've got all kinds of stuff that you can do during the week. They give away $75,000 guaranteed payouts every week, Monday through Sunday. They also have daily cash games that start at 2 p.m. They go all night long after that 2 p.m. mark when it starts. So you can do that as well. They've got single-day tournaments if you want to try tournament-style play. And you should try the tournament style play, and you should get in on those daily cash games because they've got a $500,000 guaranteed tournament coming up in October, and I want you to get in on that. It's a $500,000 guaranteed prize pool. Now, remember, Steelhouse Poker Club are the guys that brought you that $100,000 guaranteed opening weekend tournament, and the prize pool ballooned to nearly $250,000. So you're going to want to be in on this $500,000 guaranteed tournament in October, and the easiest way to qualify for a seat is to play their daily cash games. Like I said, I-45 North and West Road, easy to get to. If you're coming from the south side, exit west. If you're coming from like Conroe or Spring, just exit west Mount Houston and make a U-turn under the freeway. They've got food there, some snacks for you, but you can bring your own. They've got food trucks outside. You can bring your own alcohol. They've got lingerie Fridays. Dude, there's tons of reasons to get out there. None of more important than the money. Get out there to Steelhouse Poker Club. For more information on that $500,000 guarantee tournament, their daily cash games, and their tournaments, look up Steelhouse Poker online at steelhousepoker.com. That's steelhousepoker.com.
This is ESPN 97.5.